From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump issued another warning to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a day after Pyongyang said it had finalized a plan to launch 4 ballistic missiles to the waters off the shore of the U.S. territory of Guam.
He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before, what will happen in North Korea.
Trump warned that North Korea had better get their act together or they're going to be in trouble like few nations had ever been. The United States is urging Kenyan candidates not to use violence if they dispute any results from Tuesday's election. Bill Gallo has more.
A State Department statement also urges Kenyans to patiently await the Election Commission's announcement of official results. Supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga on Thursday said an unofficial tally shows he won, but that claim conflicts with a provisional result that has incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta in the lead. International observers say they have not noted any signs of interference with the vote. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
The United States military has announced 2 new airstrikes against al-Shabaab extremists in Somalia. Somalia's president says the joint operation killed a high-level leader of the group. The U.S. statement says the airstrikes were carried out Thursday near the Bandir region in southern Somalia. Al-Shabaab is the deadliest Islamic extremist group in Africa. The U.S. earlier this month confirmed another airstrike killed al-Shabaab's shadow governor for Mogadishu. Be sure to follow VOA on social media platforms for other news and videos. This is VOA News. In addition, in Mogadishu, at least 3 people are wounded Thursday after a car packed with explosives detonated on Mogadishu's busiest street. Somali authorities said the car exploded at Maka'al Mukarrama Street minutes after it stopped by intelligence forces. The official says the target of the suspected attack was not clear. In dawn raids, Turkish police enforced arrest warrants on 35 media workers, including journalists, in connection with last year's coup attempt. VOA's Doug Bernard has the story.
Local media reports say at least 9 people were detained. The latest arrests add to the more than 150 reporters already jailed in a crackdown following the botched military takeover in July of last year. Turkish media, quoting an anonymous judicial source, report the arrests were in connection with the use of Bylock. That's a smartphone encrypted messaging application. Tens of thousands of people have been detained or purged from their jobs for using or receiving messages from Bylock users. The Paris-based Reporters Without Borders group says the use of Bylock as evidence, especially against journalists, is causing growing concern. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Police in the Netherlands arrested 2 people Thursday in connection to an investigation of insecticide-contaminated eggs that have spread throughout Europe. Miller Sega reports.
Dutch authorities arrested the 2 men for the alleged use of a banned pesticide on a poultry farm. Belgian and Dutch authorities conducted raids at a number of poultry farms Thursday, but authorities did not provide details about which companies were targeted. Dozens of egg producers in the countries are being investigated over the illegal use of the pesticide fipronil, which can harm people's kidneys, liver, and thyroid glands. With the contaminated eggs starting to pop up in countries across Europe, Dutch and Belgian officials are facing growing questions about how the scandal started and whether the public has been kept fully aware. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The official Chinese news agency says at least 36 people were killed and 13 others injured in a crash on an expressway in the country's northwest. Xinhua News Agency reported that a coach crashed into a wall of a tunnel on an expressway in the province of Shaanxi. UN experts report says that despite military pressure and failing revenue, the Islamic State extremist group is still capable of sending funds to supporters and motivating attacks in Europe and elsewhere. This report also says al-Qaeda remains resilient, especially in West Africa, East Africa, and the Arabian Peninsula. For updates, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.